Welcome to Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, Larry McCormick.
Welcome to Peep Game Fantasy Football with your host, Larry McCormick. You know, today, Wednesday, is the first day that everybody get to hit the waiver wire. So, you know, on Monday, I discuss players that you should be interested in grabbing off the waiver wire. So we're going to go more in detail about the players that I think you should have grabbed off the waiver wire. And I'm going to tell you who to start and who to bench for Thursday's game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers. So let's just get right into it. Okay. Now, the other day, I said the three quarterbacks to stream, especially if you're looking for a replacement for Dak Prescott, will be Matt Ryan, Jameis Winston, and Carson Wentz. Now, Carson Wentz threw four touchdowns against Jacksonville Jaguars. So, and this week, they got the Detroit Lions. Jameis Winston, he has a tough matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but we do like the options that he have at receiver. Look like Mike Thomas gave us a little sprinkle of how he was back in 2019 when he finished as the WR1. They got Chris Olave, and then also Jarvis Landry had a big game for the Saints. Now, the Saints' offense really didn't do that much in the first half. It was really the second half where Jameis Winston and the crew got hot. Hopefully, he could throw more targets to Alvin Kamara. We know he's dealing with a little bit of a rib issue, but he should be okay for this weekend's game. And Matt Ryan. Now, granted and stuff, we didn't see a big game from Alex Pierce or Paris Campbell, and I don't recommend you pick either one of them up off the waiver wire. But we've seen, you know, with all the buzz as far as Michael Pittman Jr., we've seen why. We see how effective he was, you know, through targeting Michael Pittman Jr. It would be nice for him to have another receiver to throw the ball to. Because I think right now, Nyheim Hines behind Michael Pittman Jr. is his best person to throw the ball to. But Matt Ryan still had a strong game regardless of the matter. In running backs, the number one player to get in fantasy football off the waiver wire this week was Jeff Wilson Jr. We know Eli Mitchell is going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. So, and we know when once he went down, Jeff Wilson came in right after him. And I think he trusts him more than Davis Price and Mason, who's also on the team. Kyle Shanahan talked the other day and said that they got a lot of catching up to do as far as growing up real fast in that offense. So for right now, it's Jeff Wilson Jr., and I wouldn't be surprised to see Debo lining up in the backfield too. So Jeff Wilson definitely should have been the number one pick off the waivers this morning. And you ask me, like, I got him in two leagues myself. In one league, I spent $50 on my budget. In another league, I spent a little over $40. I think having a starting running back in that Kyle Shanahan offense for at least 8 weeks was worth me using that fab on Jeff Wilson. Khalil Herbert, you know, even though David Montgomery is a starter, I do think that they want to bring in Khalil Herbert every game off the bench. So I think that Khalil Herbert, he's probably somebody that I could see somebody spending anywhere between $5 to $10 on Khalil Herbert. Jamal Williams is another good pickup. We know he had two touchdowns this past weekend, even though DeAndre Swift had a big game. If anything was to happen to Swift, we know Jamal Williams would get all the carries. He's another player I could see somebody putting $10 on. Rex Burkhead. He's getting a lot of opportunities, more than Damian Pierce right now with the Houston Texans. You know, I got him in quite a few leagues, too. I can see somebody for as it stands right now. I mean, Lovie Smith loves him. I can see you spending 15 or 20 on Rex Burkhead. Dontrell Hilliard, he's going to be the passer down back for the Tennessee Titans. He's another running back to scoop off the waiver wire. And, hey, if you could probably get him for free or just put a dollar or so on getting Jaylen Warren of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We don't know exactly what's going on with that foot of Najee Harris. He said he's going to play this week, but hey, after him hurting, having that Liz Frank injury during the preseason, and then him leaving the game for a while, you know, week one against the Bengals, I say, hey, Go ahead and put Jalen Warren at the end of your bench, and you never know. Something was to happen. He's clearly the backup running back. He got all the carries once Najee Harris went out the game against the Bengals. Wide receivers, Curtis Samuel. You know, the man had 11 targets this past game, even though I like Jahan Dawson, and, of course, they got Scary Terry. You know, I can see somebody spending, you know, 15, 20, 20, maybe even 25 on Curtis Samuel with that target volume. And they lining him up also in the backfield. Robbie Anderson, you know, he had 8 targets and stuff. He scored a touchdown. Now, you know, Robbie probably be more so hit and miss. So I say anywhere between like $10 for Robbie Anderson if you have Fab. Tyler Boyd. Now, Tyler Boyd is really going to be a good pickup if T. Higgins doesn't play this week. We know T. Higgins is dealing with a concussion, so we don't know just yet if T. Higgins is going to play. If not, Tyler Boyd probably could be used as a WR2 this week against the Cowboys. DeAndre Carter, him and Joshua Palmer. I'm leaning towards Joshua Palmer. He'll be a good pickup. I wouldn't put no money on DeAndre Carter as far as Joshua Palmer. I could see somebody putting 5 to 10 on Joshua Palmer. Donovan Peoples-Jones for the Cleveland Browns. He had more targets than Amari Cooper over the weekend. You know, he had like 10 or 11 targets over the weekend. So I could see you picking him up and maybe spending 10 to 15 of your fair budget. Sterling Shepard, he's another one. You probably could get him for free or just put a couple of dollars on him. But as it stands right now, he's the number one receiver with the New York Giants because I don't know what's going on with Kadarius Toney, only playing 7% of snaps over the weekend against the Titans. DJ Chark, he had 8 targets. He's somebody that you could get. I tried to get him, but he wasn't available in none of the leagues that I'm in. So he's a good pickup off the waiver wire. I can see you putting maybe 10 to 15 on DJ Chark. Jarvis Landry is a good pickup. He had 9 targets. We know one of his big plays was, I think, a 74-yard catch. But either way, Jarvis Landry was somebody I could see you spending a good 10 to 15 off your fab off the waiver wire. And Devin Duvernay, you know, for the Baltimore Ravens. Now, granted, he only had 4 targets, 4 catches, and out of those 4 catches, 2 of them was touchdowns. But, hey, I say, hey, you spending $10 on Duvernay just to see what happens and stuff. You know, so he'd be a good pickup off the waiver wire. Logan Thomas, as far as tight ends for the Washington Commanders, that's a good pickup. Robert Tonya for the Green Bay Packers. Hey, Aaron Rodgers got to throw the ball to somebody in this offense. As bad as that offense looked against the Minnesota Vikings, hey, we know Tonya's coming off that injury, off that ACL injury. But hey, he did catch some passes week one, and I think he's a good pickup off the waiver wire. You could probably get him for free, or you probably just spent a couple of dollars on him this morning off the waiver wire. I don't know what to say about O.J. Howard. I know he had 2 touchdowns, but hell, he only had 2 catches. I wouldn't recommend O.J. Howard, but hey, and Gerald Everett, especially if Keenan Allen looked like he ain't playing tomorrow's game. So Gerald Everett is another one you could pick up. You could probably get him off the waiver wire anywhere between $5 to $10 and stuff, and he's a good tight end to own. So those are the players right there that I think a lot of people keen in on defenses to stream. Cleveland Brown is a good defense to stream. Who else? Green Bay Packers is a good defense to stream. The New England Patriots is a good defense to stream. Even though they lost T.J. Watt, the Pittsburgh Steelers is still a good defense to stream. Those are defenses right there. And even the New York Giants, they're a good defense to stream this week. So that's pretty much it as far as the waiver wire, who you all got off the waiver wire this morning and stuff, and just listen out. Like I said, like I told you all before the season started, make sure you got apps on your phone because you might get breaking news as far as certain players like a Najee Harris, or if Kyle Shanahan does a switcheroo or things of that matter, or what's going on with T. Higgins. You want to make sure that you got good apps on your phone so that way if you get the alert, you might be able to pick somebody up off the waiver wire before somebody else does. So just keep that in mind. Now, let's talk about tomorrow's game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers. On the Kansas City side, of course, you're starting Patrick Mahomes. You're starting Travis Kelce. I would start Juju, but I would prefer, to be honest with you, to have Juju as a WR3 more than a WR2, because it looks like Kansas City, Andy Reid and them just want to spread the ball around. So I really don't want to have Juju as my WR2. MVS, he's probably somebody that I think you could probably put in your flex for Thursday's game. He's more so of a home run hitter for Kansas City. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I would have him on the RB2/RB3 radar. He's somebody to play for tomorrow's game. And that's about it. I wouldn't start Mecole Hardman or anybody else on the Kansas City side besides the players that I just named. On the Los Angeles Chargers side, you starting Justin Herbert, of course. It looks like Keenan Allen isn't playing, so you starting Mike Williams. Hopefully he get more than 4 freaking targets this damn game. And I would start Joshua Palmer. I would prefer to have him as a WR3/flex, but if you desperate, which you shouldn't be because it's only week 2 and we don't have bye weeks left yet, I would prefer to have Joshua Palmer as a WR3 or a flex. You starting Austin Eckler. Hopefully he has a better game than he had week 1 against Las Vegas. You're starting Gerald Everett. There's not a lot of good tight ends, and I can see you starting Gerald Everett. A lot of tight ends disappointed this past week, so if you got to start Gerald Everett, wouldn't mind you starting Gerald Everett in your lineup either. So that pretty much does it for your lineups and who used to start and who used to sit for Thursday's game and stuff. Well, I'm glad I came to you on this Wednesday. This is Larry McCormick with Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast. I talk to you all on Friday.